Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The last week in this Parliament began with the Prime Minister refusing to accept blame for Friday's double downgrade by international credit agencies, to the exasperation of opposition leader Phil Goff.
When, for heaven's sake, is the Prime Minister going to accept any responsibility for the fact that the downgrading of New Zealand's credit rating by two agencies last Friday was the first downgrading of New Zealand in 13 years and came 3 years after he became Prime Minister?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, with the greatest respect, I'm not responsible for what happens in Europe and the United States.
Blaming Labour for the blowout in private sector debt in the previous decade, Mr Key defended the deficit created by his own government in the past 3 years.
Half of that deficit was for the rebuild of Christchurch. This party and this government stands for the rebuild of Christchurch. This party and this government stands for helping New Zealanders through tough economic times. The opposition does not, and that is a very telling statement 8 weeks out from an election.
Order.
Mr Key claimed that the Fitch Credit Agency had said New Zealand's rating was still relatively high.
It's supported by moderate public indebtedness, fiscal prudence and strong public institutions. But I will say this, Mr Speaker, when Standard & Poor's were giving a meeting in New Zealand about a month ago, what they did say was there was about a 30% chance that we would be downgraded. And that's what happens when you're on negative outlook. They did go on to say, though, if there was a change of government, that downgrade would be much more likely.
The Prime Minister's defence of his government's economic management was backed by his Deputy and Finance Minister, Bill English, who also blamed the downgrades on his political opponents across the chamber.
The government has had a huge challenge to undo the enormous damage done by the Labor Party to this economy, and I am pleased with the progress that we have made.
Applications from Labor and the Greens for an urgent debate on the credit downgrades were rejected by the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
I'm not saying it's not an important matter at all. Members have asked questions about it because questions can be lodged about that issue. But it doesn't meet the requirements for an urgent debate for the business of the House to be set aside under Standing Order 380.
The Speaker, though, did uphold Associate Health Minister Jonathan Coleman's reliance on Standing Order 111 to dodge opposition questions about the administration of the Auckland DHB's acute mental health unit.
I can't answer relating to that matter for the very reason that it's not in the public interest
order,
and it may prejudice the case.
It's perfectly within the Minister's rights to make that decision.
Question time was followed by debate on the third and final reading of the 15 bills split out from Simon Power's reform of the court system. With more details on that, here's Rhys Lyon.
Justice Minister Simon Power said the bill was the product of cross-party cooperation.
I'd like to thank parties from all sides of the House for their constructive approach to negotiations after the bill reported back from Select Committee. It's true that the negotiations had their moments, but I believe the final version of the bill is a good example of what we as a Parliament can achieve when we work across party lines.
But Mr Power's opposition shadow, Charles Chevelle, said although his party would vote in favour of the bill, the process wasn't ideal.
Instead of these changes that were proposed being carefully considered in the Select Committee, we saw a closed negotiation process occurring between the parties. Now, as it happens, I think the outcome has produced a better bill, as I've said. But I do deplore the process, and the process stems from the fact that the Minister only countenanced amendments to what he had decided to do on the basis of his official's advice because he lost the numbers to ram his proposal through.
Speaking in opposition to the bill was the Greens' Kennedy Graham.
Mr Speaker, this bill that is about to be adopted will amend the Bill of Rights Act and diminish the current right of a New Zealander to elect trial by jury. For that reason, and that reason alone, the Green Party will vote against it.
Meanwhile, the ACT Party's John Boscawen said negotiations on the bill had shown the importance of his party.
Where necessary, Mr Speaker, we have held the government, we have held the National Party to account. And sir, the Criminal Procedure Bill comes before the House with major changes, Mr Speaker, and those changes would not have occurred without ACT's involvement. The ACT Party is proud of the bill in its form, and highlights the vital role we play, sir, in this particular piece of legislation. Thank you.
The ACT Party's John Boscawen speaking on the Criminal Procedure Reform and Modernisation Bill, which was split into 15 different bills and passed its final reading by 110 votes to 10, with the Greens and Mana opposing.
That report from Rees Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.